Jared, hi, good morning to you. Carmel has shootings, too, with LBC's Thursday Morning News, Steve Lindell. A Sunday evening shooting in Carmel has now implicated 50-year-old Andrew Bryant of Noblesville, charged with criminal recklessness, intimidation, and pointing a firearm. Investigation ongoing. Cops have no reason to believe there are any additional threats to the community at this time. Teen makes a deal in Delaware County.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Muncie teen strikes a deal with prosecutors pleading guilty to a charge stemming from an August 2022 shooting. According to the Star Press, 16-year-old Jamari Thomas pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit robbery. He allegedly shot a 16-year-old at a home on the 500 block of North Wolf Street.
It looks like someone is desperately trying to win back Kira's heart, whoever that is.
Multiple spots in Fort Wayne have been vandalized recently, with the vandals specifically leaving messages of love and apology for Kira. Wayne 15 reports that Mechanics Unlimited Inc. is just one of the businesses that has been spray painted. Other spots that have received similar unwanted messages include St. John Lutheran Church of Fort Wayne and the Van Buren Street Bridge. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Tuesday morning in Muncie, a lot of sirens very early in the morning. We just were able to find out what that was.
Brush fire, or field fire, if you will, at a gravel pit just east of the bypass on McGalliard. Several responding fire departments, Muncie, Liberty, Hamilton Township, Gaston, Yorktown, Parker, Albany, all
big one
fought with this fire yesterday. So obviously if those that were traveling that area saw that, McGalliard between the bypass and country club was shut down because they just had tankers coming in and out while they fought with that. We were out there ourselves for about 4 hours, and I think they were out there just a little bit longer than we were.
John Catino, director of Delaware County EMA on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show yesterday.
Fox on Tech.
The new Twitter under Elon Musk gets both praised and condemned for doing away with the advisory panel used to police tweets for veracity, as it's been learned that the very board was working hand-in-hand with political campaigns and, now to be understood, politicized government agencies to steer the nation's discourse. Musk initiated community notes instead, allowing users to comment on how truthful a post could be. But complaints abounded when a very popular account retweeted a fake photo of a fire at the Pentagon, claiming something blew up. It was likely an AI-generated image. But there hadn't been a way to tag a community note to an image until now. Community notes will also soon be applicable to videos and to multi-image posts, says the company, as well as tweets independent from their images embedded. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Chamber ribbon cutting at Foister's Flowers and Gifts, West Kilgore, Thursday, June 15th. They'll have an event 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The ribbon cutting is 12:15 p.m. All are welcome to celebrate. Brink of summer fun. That and National next on LBC.